It's time for House Call with Children's Hospital and Medical Center. Hey, Dr. Tina's with us. Good morning, Dr. Tina.
Good morning.
Dr. Tina, many children are going to get some gifts in a few days, and gratitude is such an important thing. How can we instill and teach our children to be grateful in the season and all year round?
Well, I know I sound like a broken record because I always say model behavior, but I think we have to. Our kids watch us. Again, they watch us from the time they're little. Their big little eyes look at us and they mimic everything we do. They imitate us. And quite honestly, we need to be gracious people and we need to show gratitude ourselves. When they're small, we teach them to say please and thank you. And it's adorable because they get it backwards and we giggle and we correct them. By doing that, eventually it will become meaningful to them because they will watch us use it. So I think we have to model behavior and then we have to teach them how to do it. It's important to keep in mind that kids want to please us for the most part. Well, little ones do, maybe not teenagers, but they'll get back around there. But they want to please us. So if we tell them please and thank you, they're going to tell us please and thank you. We reward them. And speaking of rewards, when you are giving children gifts, don't give them too many choices. Make it a gift. If you give them too many choices, they feel like it's some sort of an entitlement, like they just get it. Mm-hmm. So surprise them with gifts. And gifts don't have to be things. They want you. They want your time. Give them that.
My mom had a tradition at Christmas when we were young, and at the time I thought, oh, this is such a pain in the rump, but now I get it. After we opened every gift, she would say to us, who gave that to you? Mm-hmm. And she would sit there with a pad of paper, and she'd write down the gift and who it came from, and then we would be able to go back through the list and say, Grammy, thank you for this, 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 and thank you, Grandpa, for this, this, this. So it was a wonderful tradition for me.
It's okay to have traditions like that, and they grumble through it. You know, they turn 8, 9, 10. They grumble through it. Mm-hmm. But if you can get, not if, when you get them through that period of time and they become adults, they really do understand.
Yeah.
You know, I made my kids write thank you notes for years and years and years. And they're no longer living at home. And they got a gift from a friend of ours in Colorado last week. Food.
Of course.
It was a gift of food.
Yes.
But my son says to me, my 19-year-old, I'm going to write her a thank you note for sending that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it works.
Yes. That's awesome.
Cheers to
me. Took out your thermometer and put it under his tongue. Yeah. Are you feeling well?
Yeah, but it's repetition and then it's doing it yourself.
Well, we'll remember graciousness at all times, even just not at the holidays.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Tina. You can find Dr. Scott Mordehorse at the Plattsmouth Office of Children's Physicians. To find a Children's Physicians office near you, just visit childrensphysiciansomaha.org and check out this podcast at 104star.com.